I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. We had just dropped the boat in, and my son was parking the car when this guy pulls up in a small boat with a tiller motor, and he had a big stringer of walleyes. I'll tell you what he did to catch them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
So I'm standing on the dock waiting for my son to park the car. We're going to go out and fish for bass. When this guy pulls up in this small boat, had a tiller motor, and he's got a big stringer of walleyes. And I said, what'd you do to catch those fish? He shows me his rig. It was a daredevil spoon that was behind a very large sinker that he had been slow trolling along the deep weed line. And I thought to myself, that would work, wouldn't it? You know why? Because he was showing those walleyes something they haven't seen in a long time. These fish were obviously a little aggressive, but they were hitting something that was unusual to them. And that is why we have to take into consideration how fish get conditioned. Mr. Walleye Gary Roach used to tell me that on some lakes, the fish got so conditioned to live bait rigs, you had to extend the distance between the hook and the sinker a large amount or you couldn't get a bite. He said they wouldn't bite on jig and minnows on some lakes because they'd seen so many. So sometimes you just have to get out those legacy lures on some lakes if you want to catch fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.